Charge timeout, Maryland, their second. 30-second timeout.
So my only thought, and I'm basically trying to will this to happen. With a right-footed kicker, why go left hash to set it up? Like, I mean, it's a chip shot. What'd they get to? The 14? Yeah, the 14. But I don't understand. Like, if you're setting up for the field goal, don't go right or left hash for right-footed kicker. All right, let's see if he can miss this. Are we going to time out? We're going to ice? We are going to ice. We iced.
Charge timeout, Illinois, their third and final timeout. This is their 30-second timeout.
Yeah, I just don't get left hash for right-footed kicker, unless he likes it there. Some kickers do. But this, like, it's like you gotta push this. Like, I mean, it's only from the, what, a 31-yarder, so it's nothing. But still, I don't know why you don't set that up in the middle. Come on, miss it. Try to miss it. Got it. No. Yeah, good call coming to this end there, Robert. Oh, look, the Maryland fans celebrating.
Thank you for coming to tonight's game. The final score is Maryland 20 and Illinois 17. Remember to secure your tickets for the next game on Saturday, October 2nd against Charlotte by calling 1-866-ALINI-1 or by visiting FightingAlini.com.
Well, what did I have it? 27-24, 2017. It's basically the exact game I expected. Like, we rebounded, covered, didn't have enough to win. So, oh man, oh, you know what? I'm going to be standing in the middle of it if the players come over here. Thankfully, they are heading for the corner. Man. Up 17-10 with the ball. Second and four and an injury timeout. I mean, that's when I was packing up my stuff to come down to the field, and I was thinking, do you like right when we punted is when I headed down. And so I was kind of packing my bag and getting all my stuff and trying to make sure I had everything and trying to watch the game and then pack my bag, and I look. So I didn't think much about the go for it, but I feel like you got to go for that, right? Like fourth and one. I know Brown's injured, McCray's injured, Epstein's out. So I know, and Love fumbled, so I get that, but I just, what do we have? Second and four, then third and two, then fourth and one, and we didn't do anything. God, I feel like you gotta sneak that. It's late in the game. You can't give them the ball. You know, we punted to what, the 15, so we gave them 25 yards instead of going for it. That 25 yards was erased in what, one play? I do get a reprieve. They're just heading off the field. The fans are over here like, hey, aren't you guys coming to the corner? And they didn't. So, a reprieve at least. I don't have to stand among it, but what? Why? Man. 17-10. What, 6 minutes left? The ball's, you know, the game is in your hands. You got a lucky play. You got to 17. You got a lucky fumble recovery. Not a lucky, but you forced the fumble to stop their long drive when they were about to go up 17-3. You get another turnover. Like, you're doing everything right. You get the lucky bounce. You run it into a touchdown. You're up 17-10. You get the ball back. You're driving. You're in Maryland territory, 6 minutes left with the 7-point lead. You're about 10 yards from a field goal to make it a two-possession game. You get 6 yards on the first down run. Man, that second, third, and fourth down. Oh, that's not. Oh, God. Is that Chase Brown? Okay, I gotta walk that way. I think it's Chase Brown on crutches. Please tell me it's not Chase Brown on crutches. Oh, man. Now some Maryland meathead strength coach is with Tua. Or not Tua, Tua's brother. Is that Chase? Please don't be Chase on crutches. Calvin Hart. Okay. Whew. Oh, that was close. It was way too close. God. Just, I mean, we get the stuff going right. All we need is like 12 more yards, kick a long field goal. Already have one blocked. How big is that now? Like, we're just right there. Get that first down. You're going to run it down to 4 minutes. You're going to make it really hard for them. And then just a complete collapse from there. Like, I can't think of, like, everything that could go wrong went wrong in the last 6 minutes. A drive down the field, all those missed tackles. I almost got run over on the touchdown. You get the ball. You start to drive and you end up with 4th and 37. You punt and we can't even get it out of our end. We start at the 25. We have Blake Hayes. And we give them the ball at the 45. Needing 30, 20, 10, 15 yards to kick the field goal to win the game. I mean, you can't, there's nothing from that injury timeout when I got up to head down and started packing my bag. Everything that could go wrong went wrong. Like, 2 yards on second down, 1 yard on third down, don't go for it on fourth down. They go right down the field, knife through butter, tie the game. We get the ball, we're thinking about scoring, we call a timeout. That timeout ends up helping them because we get stuck in sack, penalty, 4th and 37. Bad punt. Knife through butter. Field goal, ball game. Like, it's a, yeah, I think if you went play by play, like, who won this play? Like, Maryland won, like, 14 plays in a row, and that's what they needed to do to win. 2 yard run, 1 yard run, we don't go for it. Punt only gets us 20 some yards. Big play, touchdown. Kickoff. We get what, the one pass to Donnie, and then sack, intentional grounding. Bad punt. Yes. Like, how could Illinois lose up at the 40, up 7 with the ball, 6 minutes to go, 2nd and 4? How could we lose? We'd have to have 14 plays in a row where Maryland won the one-on-one battles. And we had 14 plays in a row where they did everything right and we did everything wrong. I'll probably be better tomorrow and I'll think, you know what, we hung there. We're there. We're right there. But, like, Loxley and Zook had an undisciplined team that had some bad penalties and dumb turnovers and tried to hand us a game they should have been winning handily. And then we played 54 minutes. I come down here, I came down here for Wisconsin. I've come down here for so many games and seen, like, oh, it's the moment and I'm going to be on the field for it. And so, like, as soon as Maryland scored the touchdown, and I was right by that pylon, I almost got run over. I went down the other end. I'm like, I'm going to be there. I'm going to stand behind the net. I'm going to feel the net. McCourt's kick's going to go through. I saw McCourt warming up as I walked behind the bench to the other end. This is it. Here's the moment. I'm going to be there again. Only this time it's going to happen on the south end, not the north end. And play after play after play where we just collapsed. So, what to do now? It's, 11:30 at night? Man, oh man. I mean, what happened? This place was so alive, and then just, like, 54 minutes of a good game and then 6 minutes of the Maryland game or the Virginia game again. I don't know. Why am I still recording? I'm just sitting here, like, depressed. This doesn't matter. We saw signs, but not there. And those last 6 minutes were... It took away every good feeling from the first 54. Carolina.